we keep it above the floor, but yep. just which I've got in the back corner of our sovereign. But he could actually raise the height of that and go with a low profile toilet and probably make it close to his 30 gallon.
True. He could also do what you did, Tim, and actually extend into the closet and fill up that area, the lower portion of the closet, and make the capacity significantly larger.
Yeah, I added about 5 gallons. I think I got a 20-gallon tank now because I went into the, like you said, the closet, and luckily, without even planning, since I split the width of the closet, I was able to put the one of the batteries on the other floor, the side of the closet there, then build a false cover over both the tank and where the battery is. But, yeah. Plus, with it, like you said, toilet right on top of the tank and then the exit right out the bottom of the tank. If I needed to for any reason, I could open the toilet and, you know, see all the way through to the ground.
See to heaven.
That's what he's kind of got right now, Tim.
I'm just saying for any kind of backup or whatever problem, you could open it up and, you know, actually plunge the stick straight all the way through without having to go through a bunch of piping and stuff to try and get out of that predicament. So, yeah, you know, so basically what we're saying is the original Airstream design kind of wins on this one.
Yeah.
I've heard that there is an Airstream group out there that believes they don't need a black tank. You know, there's a whole club for you guys out there. You know, their motto is we don't need no stinking black tanks.
Now, what would be the abbreviation of that?
I don't know what.
WD. Something or other.
WDNSBT?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm not sure where you're going with that.
It's a sub club. It's a sub club, I hear. I'm sure that he probably got a trailer like many people have gotten their vintage trailer, and the whole back end rear bathroom has been gutted or taken out because somebody was trying to fix the floor back there. And people inherit these kinds of things all the time. I'm particularly with Colin, and I like the above the floor tank. So I think that's a neat design, and it works well in the wintertime, too.
Yeah.
And you're right, Dean, keeping your fresh air tank up front inside. Again, like Rob just said, for the winter, but also good for adding tongue weight, right? I know some people have moved their original designed front tank to underneath, like the 70s trailers did, and they lost proper tongue weight by doing that. So that's something you need to consider. So, all right. Anything else for Dean? I think that covers it.
I was just looking at Dean's Dreaming and Streaming blog, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah?
As you said, Tim, timetraveltrailers.blogspot.com. And he's got a picture of his thing there, and he's got one of his sovereign there. And, he's also got it almost looks like he's got a bounder sitting in the shed next to his 64. But he's also got a shout out to the VAP on there as one of his posts.
So, oh, that's cool.
So he isn't the bounder buddy. In reality, is he that saw the light and bought an Airstream?
It could be, but he goes. Now the bad news: that they've now announced the 100th episode will be their last. So here's the deal: listen to the shows, check out the VAP.com website, and give them a shout. Let them know they need to continue helping us and motivating us to pursue the vintage trailer lifestyle. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Thanks, Dean. He also sent in a donation and a request for a couple of these stickers that are getting quite rare. I have a few left, and I will not be ordering more anytime soon. All right. Well, I wanted to kind of make this a 70s show. We talked about doing a 70s show. And